in order to make a point that can be quite useful, I'd like to say that there are always just two things going on. There is what is happening and our relationship to it. There's something that happens, and one way or the other, we are relating to it through the medium of our awareness. Because we're aware of it, then we might have preferences. We might be for or against it. We might pull away or move towards it. We might have ideas, commentary, judgment about it. We might narrow our attention around it. We might expand our awareness around it. There's what's happening and our relationship to it. And the medium for that is how we're aware, or the awareness. So I'd like to do a little exercise that perhaps will give you a sense of how to notice this. And that is I'll direct your attention to some place that is meant to be a neutral thing to be aware of. And if for some reason it's not a relatively neutral place, because it hurts or something, you can choose something comparable. And I'll ask you first to feel that area carefully, as it is, what the experience is like there. And then I'll direct your attention to pay attention to how you're aware of it. So you can bring your attention to your right hand. And with your awareness in your right hand, become aware of the sensations that are there. Be aware of the sensations on the back of the hand, the palm of the hand, the fingers, letting there be a heightened sensitivity to the sensations in your hand. There might be tingling, vibration, pulsing. There might be contact of the hand against some other part of your body. Pressure, weight. Softness, hardness. There might be temperature in the hand. Perhaps a sense of warmth, maybe a warmth within the hand. Maybe coolness. maybe coolness on the surface of the hand where the air touches. There might be a subtle aching or subtle pleasure in the hand. And you probably notice that if you bring your awareness to your right hand, exploring it, you become aware of many more sensations in your hand than you would if you weren't focusing attention there. That area maybe in a sense comes alive with sensations of different kinds. You might be aware of that the sensations come and go and if you feel the sensations by themselves, there might be not any clear sense of a boundary of the hand, between the hand and beyond the hand. And then continuing to feel the sensations of your hand, see if you can also become aware of how you're aware, how you're mindful. In the awareness of the hand, are you eager, curious, engaged in exploring the hand? Or is the awareness reluctant? Hesitant? Is there any sense of being for or against within the experience of being aware or with it? In being aware of your right hand, are there any preferences operating? Preferences make it easier or harder to have a simple awareness of the hand. Is there any sense of complacency with that awareness in the hand? Not really interested or kind of maybe excessively relaxed about it, easygoing? Or is the awareness over-eager, sense of duty or obligation? have to do it right. As you're aware of the hand, are you more in the control tower, thinking about the hand and experience? Or is it more a sense of being in the hand, resting in the hand with awareness? Is the awareness of the hand more active, going to the hand with awareness? Or is the awareness more receptive? The sensations come into awareness. Is awareness neither receptive or active, assertive? Neither going to the hand or receiving the hand, where awareness just is with the sensations. Then in considering how you're aware of the hand, do you have a sense of, is the awareness simple? Or is it more complicated? With attitudes or judgments, ideas, preferences? In the few more moments we have to be with a hand, how simple can you let the awareness be of the sensations in the hand? Simple, innocent, uncomplicated. And then you might bring your attention to that part of your body where you usually experience your breathing. And rather than zeroing in on the sensations of breathing, you might just be more open, aware of that area, like you're aware of the hand. And letting whatever sensations there in that part of your body show themselves, including those connected to breathing. And as you're aware of your breathing and the sensations in that part of the body, what is your relationship to it? How are you aware? What comes with awareness? Is there any strain in being aware? Or might there be some complacency or are there any preferences or desires or expectations that come along with being aware of breathing, the body breathing? It's okay if there is. Are there any subtle or not so subtle judgments about what's happening with the breathing, with the body, that come along with being aware? Is the awareness more connected to the control tower of thinking, where you hold yourself at a distance from breathing? Or is the awareness more associated with being in or resting within the body breathing? And as an experiment, can you see if you can let your awareness of the body breathing be simple? Simple, innocent, uncomplicated, not trying to do anything to make anything happen, but just to be simply aware of breathing. And in a gentle, unhurried way, try to let the mindfulness of whatever is happening be continuous. Without being slowed down by extra relationships, extra thoughts, ideas, preferences. Without any wind drag to the flow and continuity of mindfulness in the present moment. Without being wind drag for the ongoing flow of experience. And finally, as you continue practicing the sitting, for whatever you bring your mindfulness to, you might see if some recognition of how you're relating or how you're mindful can be a support for you. Not that it has to be any different than how it is. But seeing more clearly what is, including how you're aware. a few moments, I'll ring the bell to end the sitting. And as you hear the bell and move into that transition that the bell represents, see if you can notice how your awareness, attention, mindfulness shifts. Do you let go of mindfulness and move into thinking full time? Do you let go of some kind of conscious effort to be aware? And is it replaced, or is it with a sense of heightened presence? Just being here, here and now, with some sense of delicacy or intimacy. Does awareness get stronger with the bell, weaker? What happens to you? Generally, when we're aware of something. We could be aware of what we're looking at, or our awareness can, in addition, or can be aware of what it's looking at, but it's also involved in what we think or how we react to what we're aware of, what we're seeing. We might be aware of thinking, but we might be more focused on and involved with what we're thinking, concerned with it. If you're in the garden and you're looking at a plant, you could be more focusing on the plant when you're aware of it, or you could be more sensitive, more acutely aware of the wonder of being aware. It's possible to go down to the lunch line, look at the food, be aware of what's being offered for food. And you are aware, but you're not consciously aware, mindfully aware, because you're so curious and interested in planning what to get. You're involved with what you're aware with, what you're aware of. Or it's possible to look and see the spread of food, and we're aware of it, But what stands out in highlight is not what the food is, but the wonder of being aware. As mindfulness grows, as we see ourselves and understand how we relate to things and what goes on, as our relationship to what's happening becomes simpler, there are times, from time to time, that what stands out in highlight is awareness itself. Rather than focusing on what we're aware of, which we still have to be aware of, we still focus on something, the fact of being aware. It's like for me, I'm nearsighted, and if I go around for a while without my glasses on, and then put them on, then I see more clearly, but I also go, wow, I'm seeing clearly. Doesn't matter what I'm seeing. Wow. And there's a very, if when it does happen that awareness stands out in highlight, the fact that we're aware, that can support us and help us to kind of unglue ourselves from our preoccupation with things, preoccupation with what we're aware of, our reactions, our being for and against. And it doesn't so much matter what we're aware of, but we can kind of begin to become simpler and simpler and just be aware, letting things arise in awareness, be in awareness, in a more relaxed, open way, maybe a forgiving way, maybe some way that feels more compassionate, a way that kind of can begin to be inclusive and hold everything, all the desperate parts of ourselves, all the things that we may be reluctant to hold and be with, or hard to be with, become easier, more okay to hold in this forgiving, open, simple space of awareness, of simple knowing. So there's what we're aware of, and there's the awareness. And sometimes as we do this practice, not always, but when it seems appropriate, we still notice the breathing, the steps as we walk, the sounds, the feelings, the body. But as we settle in, it might be a time where it feels appropriate to also start being aware of how we're aware, or the very fact of awareness itself. In those times where that makes sense, or that shows itself, maybe you can appreciate that. Include that as part of the practice. And perhaps you can feel in the awareness itself something that feels satisfying, or feels freeing, or feels generous, feels equanimous, peaceful. An awareness that can include everything within it. As we continue with the practice of the day, I would encourage you to trust the practice, trust yourself in doing the practice. If it seems appropriate in your way to stay close to your practice. Stay close to your kind of practice bubble or practice field. Stay close to the place where you are present with yourself, present with your experience, rather than drifting off or racing off in thoughts and ideas. And if it is helpful, you might consider just slowing down a bit with how you go about doing things here at the retreat center. Not to as an act of restraint, but as an act of greater intimacy, connectedness, to be more inclusive, closer to the practice. So today, Nikki and I are seeing the people who we saw 2 days ago, but people Nikki saw will see me, and who I saw will see Nikki, and if you're not sure, you can look on the sheet under the Friday listing. I hope you enjoy the day. Thank you.